Coming up, I just want to play you a bit of Bill Shorten. Now, Bill Shorten has just been addressing the National Press Club. It's in relation to the thing you might have heard about on breakfast this morning. It's quite, it's going to be quite an interesting development because we all remember, if we go back through the pandemic, where we'd have the QR code on our phone, and that would enable us to get in and out of places to show our identity and to show the fact that we had been vaccinated, etc. Yeah, I know, it all sounds weird when I say it that way, but that's what happened. So the new plan is to use that kind of technology, and I'm being loose about it, but that similar technology, to replace things like the places that we have to go where we have to pull out a driver's license. And we don't have to do that because we have this on our phone, which is like a QR code. So here's a little bit of Bill Shorten, the minister, talking about it this morning.
Text is something brand new and world-leading. It is not a wallet, nor an app, nor ID, but rather it is a secure means by which to exchange with a third party who you are, your identity, and what you can do, your credentials. Service Australia is partnering with other government systems to develop text to give Australians the ability to verify their identity and credentials based on official information already held by the Australian government. I want to stress that text is currently in the proof of concept stage. We have an $11.4 million Commonwealth investment in the build-out as part of the Digital ID project. So between now and December, text will establish the ability to issue a verified credential, the ability to selectively share information, and the ability to prove your identity without sharing information. Over the next few months, we will add Medicare, DVA, organ donor and concession cards. By January 2025, the proof of concept will be complete and we'll assess what our options are for pilots.
Yeah, not long off. I think you said January 2025. Interesting. So how do you feel about that, that being the form of identification that would you... I got to be honest. I mean, pulling out my driver's license, having to carry my driver's license with me everywhere, as opposed to just being able to pick up my phone and, you know, touch a screen, knowing that the information that they require is there. I don't think I'm totally scared of it, but let's get a better explanation than I can give you. Malcolm Crompton is the founder and partner of Information Integrity Solutions and former Australian Privacy Commission, joins us. G'day, Malcolm.
Hello, how are you?
Well, should I be scared of this?
No, I don't think so, because I think at the absolute minimum, it's an improvement on the lives we currently lead. The world is never perfect, and this is a big improvement. And I can explain in a couple of steps why I think it's an improvement and possibly a great improvement.
Yeah, please do.
Look, often in the world around us, we just have to say something about ourselves that they need, like, what's your name? Are you over 18? Are you allowed in the pub? We need to store your name while you get a telephone account. And on and on and on it goes. But if I say that I'm Malcolm, who's going to believe me that I'm Malcolm? Maybe we need to use a trusted third party to verify that claim, you know, that Malcolm is in fact over age 18, or in fact that Malcolm is even Malcolm. So we get verification done, and that's why you produce a driving license, because that is something that once upon a time the driving authority said, yep, you're you, and here's a picture. So government in Australia is particularly rich in that kind of information. You know, they know your birth date from the birth, death and marriages. They know, you know, your Medicare number. They know all sorts of other things about you. So they can do a verification. But if you roll up, like you said, and you show your driving license to the guy at the pub, who's probably a big beefy bouncer, and all he needs to know is that you're over 18, yeah, it's actually got your birth date on it.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, is verifying just the information that's needed.
So you're saying that it makes us safer because we're not actually handing over, you know, physically handing over as much info.
That's right. So first of all, we're not handing over as much info. Second of all, the person who you're telling it to doesn't get to store it, which is a separate issue. So that's why Optus and the others got hacked. Yep. Not only did I show my info to these people, but then they stored it. Yep. And that then becomes the treasure trove that the bad guys are constantly chasing for. So having done that business of, yes, you've got to show something about yourself. Yes, it's got to be trusted by a government saying, yep, that's true. Then let's make it convenient. And that's really what Bill Shorten was talking about today. So much of the system is in place, but what he's announcing is the platform that makes it just so incredibly easy that you'll be able to, you know, put an app in your phone and you walk up and you take, you know, show your phone to the QR code and the phone goes blabbity blabbity blab and says, yep, this is Malcolm, or this is Malcolm over 18, or this is your address. And that's the beauty of it. It also will give you control over what's released.
All right.
The pub doesn't need to know my birthday.
No.
The pub doesn't need to know I'm over 18.
Yeah.
That's all they get to know.
Yeah, and as you said, when they put it into their system, then they've stored it as well, and that leaves it susceptible.
Exactly.
But what about people that might suggest, as they are on the text line right now, that it's the backdoor Australia card?
Oh, really, really good question. We need to keep that question in front of mind all the time. And frankly, the government is putting in a great deal of effort to make sure that it's not the Australia card. So government needs to be questioned on that all the time, absolutely. But they've passed a law called the Digital ID Act to stop that from happening. They've built the technology the right way around to make sure that that doesn't happen. We need the, if you like, the assurance processes, the audits and the policing and the complaints handlers to make sure it doesn't happen. But this is a really damn good effort to get away from the Australia card in a circumstance where, nevertheless, we do have to prove who we are sometimes.
All right.
Or show that we've got a driver license, or show that we can work with children, or whatever is required.
There would be a lot of people says that they prefer to do that in a manual way so that Big Brother just doesn't have us in that way.
I'll give it to you like this. I turn up to the hotel and I show them my driving license, and then they say, oh, that's fine, but we need to keep a photocopy. Or I go to Medicare, or it's not to Medicare, but to Medibank, or I go to Optus, and they say things like the law require us to keep a copy, which, by the way, is probably not true, but I understand that manual technique. It feels safer just to show your driving license and put it back in the wallet, but if only that was the case. Unfortunately, they keep the friggin' copies.
Right. No. Yep, I get it. Okay, so it sounds like it might be a bit more invasive, but you're saying it wouldn't be any more invasive. And I'll tell you what, I was surprised. It's called Trust Exchange, the actual system that would be used, and it'd be worked through our MyGov digital wallet, etc. But I was surprised when I heard it, you know, by 2025 it's possible.
Yeah. Look, this is, at last, there's some momentum building. There's always been the forever problem. No, we'll get around to it. We need another inquiry, or we need some more law, or we need to build more tech, or. This is something where the government has understood at the federal level, and some of the states too, but especially New South Wales, I'm less sure of Western Australia, where the governments have decided there is so much in this for people by way of convenience, so much cost savings for the banks and the telcos and, you know, government agencies, it's just overdue to do. So these guys have decided finally to just crack on with it.
Mm-hmm.
And Victor Dominello was the Minister of New South Wales, and he showed it's possible. So now the feds have almost been embarrassed into saying, well, if New South Wales can do it, we can do it too.
All right. Well, we'll watch it as it develops. I do appreciate you coming on and giving us your expertise on that one, Malcolm.
Pleasure. Call me back anytime.
No problem. Malcolm Crompton there.